Welcome to Stoic Habits. Make Stoicism a habit every day.
This podcast is brought to you by the Live Stoic Mindset Coaching Programs. Are you looking for clarity and purpose in your lifestyle and career? Then check out livestoic.com/coaching. The mind is the most powerful tool in practicing Stoicism, but you need to take care of the mind. Find out how to maintain your brain on your Stoic path with the Live Stoic newsletter. Go to livestoic.com/newsletter for more information. Discourses, Book 4, Chapter 7, Verse 1. What makes a tyrant frightening? His guards, someone says, and their swords, the chamberlains, and those who shut the door and people who would enter. What is the reason, then, that if you bring a child to him and he is surrounded by his guards, he is not afraid? It is because the child is unaware of the guards? Suppose then that someone is indeed aware of them, and the fact that they have swords, and have come for that very reason, because he wishes, for, as the result of some misfortune, to die, and is seeking to die easily by the hand of another. Does such a man fear the guards? No, for he wants the very thing that renders them an object of fear. Well then, if someone has no absolute desire to live or die, but is satisfied with what he has granted, comes before the tyrant, what prevents them from approaching him with fear? Nothing. Emotional and mental aspects of a person, when combined, lead to better self-improvement. Emotions love to dominate our actions and reactions, even though we do not like it to happen sometimes. Society often sees emotions as a sign of weakness. No matter how you are, one way or another, something is going to get through to you. Positive emotions can be a goal for many of us concerned about emotional health and self-improvement. What is more important, the amount of money you've made during your life, or times that you've felt fulfillment and tranquility? People tend to put positive emotions behind their negative feelings. This is one of the biggest problems that people have in their lives. There's no clear way to ignore a negative experience and to replace it with a positive one. Life just doesn't work that way sometimes. For example, when you're a child, if your goldfish dies, you're heartbroken. Your parents will probably buy you another goldfish, but the sorrow is still there. It gets more complex when you're an adult. You fight your spouse, and it affects you throughout the day. This is because one negative thought has contaminated the way you perceive reality around you. In this moment, you realize that finding a safe place to relax your mind and find emotional and mental self-improvement. And this is Stoicism. Stoicism can be that safe place. It's relatively easy to find. It's not an imaginary location. It's within yourself. It's within your will. It's within your mind. If you have a problem on your mind and it just won't go away, well, sometimes you just have to deal with it. You have to ponder it. You may have to do things like go bowling or go on a hike in order to know how to cope with it. You get caught up in a game. Your mind drifts away from negative thoughts that dominate your day and your hours, and you start processing different kinds of information. The safe haven can be in different forms in addition to Stoicism. It could be a song, a movie, a person, or an animal. The main thing is to allow yourself to get completely involved with any kind of new activity in conjunction with reason choices and developing the reason mind. You might still have flashes of problems now and then. You just deal with it. You get absorbed in what you're doing and understand it's an aspect of life. You understand that it's your impressions. It's your impressions of what's happening and not the actual situation. This is a safe place that exists as a helping hand, not as a solution to life's problems. Dealing with negative emotions is a daily occurrence. It's something you have to deal with on a daily basis. It may be small, it may be big. And there is no exact escape route. You have to deal with emotions. When you return from your safe zone, you have an increased energy level. When you understand that it is just your impressions, it gives you some relief and understand that any kind of issues can be resolved. It's a harsh reality, but you can increase your emotional and mental health by understanding that it's a way of self-improvement in order to cope with them, in order to understand them. Thank you for listening to Stoic Habits. For more on self-improvement with Stoicism, check out our website, livestoic.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.